A steaming hot cup of Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
Coast FM.
You notice that the government's trying to bring in laws now to stop people using more than 10 grand cash.
Okay, what did one go?
Yeah, it'll be okay between people, but if you want to go in and go, you know what, I'm buying a Lamborghini, I'm paying cash for it, can't do it anymore.
Well, why?
Well, they're looking.
It's your money.
Yeah, but it comes down to basically black market tax avoidance and potential criminal stuff.
That's
basically the only. It's sad, but it comes down to the fact that only people that use money anymore seems to be criminals. And my mum. I don't know if there's actually. I don't think there's a connection there, and they want to.
Are they
shut
talking
it down.
Like actual cash?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Right. So yeah. You can't go and withdraw 10 grand.
10 grand or more.
It's very sad,
it
isn't
is
it?
Because
if you've done really well and you've paid, you want to pay cash for something.
I'm paying cash for this house. I've got a few suitcases here.
Look at me. Actually,
you okay with that?
But you don't really need to pay cash, do you? You can pay cash as in you've got the money without physically printing the cash.
Well, yeah, true. But nah, I don't know. It's just, it's kind of weird. Because they're talking about fines of up to $25,000. Ironically, I assume you couldn't pay for those in cash either.
I'll just withdraw it. No, we can't accept that.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
All right. May not have heard, but August is International Psoriasis Awareness Month.
Wow, okay.
So it's an opportunity to educate and inform sufferers on a range of topics varying from treatment, causes, triggers, and management of the inflammatory and often very irritating disease. Today is also, in the States at least, Take Your Cat to the Vet Day.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know why they would have a day for that.
If it's unwell or just everyone, take your cat
everyone.
To the vet.
I think this is something that vets put together.
Okay.
Because this is a quiet point in the calendar for them possibly. I don't know. It's also apparently National Tooth Fairy Day.
Okay. So this is the day the Tooth Fairy visits?
No, but I think maybe you're double lucky if, say, you do get a visit from the Tooth Fairy on Tooth Fairy Day.
But kids, don't rip your teeth out.
Yeah, don't
if
don't
go. If it's loose or, don't twist them either. Just, that's really bad.
No.
You know, if they twist them around and then the roots go the wrong way.
Yes.
And they reckon that your teeth come out crooked.
I don't know why I'm closing my eyes while you say that.
I'm not actually pulling my tooth out.
It's not helping. Do you know what I used to do to get a loose tooth out when I was a kid? Was chew on a minty.
You want a minty?
Because
you're
stuck in it.
Oh, anything like that when they'll like eat or eat steak or eat something and your tooth will come out just freak me out because I'm just imagining like biting into it with a loose tooth. Like, oh, yuck.
Anyway,
sorry about that image, everyone.
Tooth Fairy Day.
Yeah.
And there's a road safety forum that's going to be held in Mandurah next month. The Road Safety Council is consulting with communities across WA on a new road safety strategy. Mm. It's coming up at Bortolo Pavilion in Greenfields, Monday, September 2.
Did you just throw a sneaky fourth one in your three things?
Well, kind of maybe.
Oh, dear.
See, I'm not
We're
here for
going to have to change the name of it.
I've said before, I'm not here for my maths. It's World Plant Milk Day. So
plant milk.
Raise a glass of soy or almond or whatever milk you drink.
Oat milk. Is oat milk not the most useless milk? Honestly. Basically, all the milks, it's besides, I think soy is the closest you can get to actual milk, nutrition-wise.
Yeah.
Oat milk is basically they've poured water over oats.
Well, you reckon that? What about
and
rice
that's,
milk?
Yeah,
rice milk
same.
Is basically, it's vaguely
like,
coloured.
It's the water that you rinse off your rice before you cook it. That's what you're drinking.
I don't know. We are not in the business of making these, so we don't actually know if that's what it is, but there you go. It's what it tastes like
anyway.
So apparently the flute was invented before the wheel, Nikki.
The wheel? What do you mean? What kind of wheel?
The wheel. The original usage of a wheel for transporting stuff.
For a car, right. Like for cars and...
Well, yeah, for a car, for transport.
Transport, yeah.
But like
I mean, not like a steering wheel or lots of different wheels. Windmill.
Yeah. But the first use of a wheel for transporting stuff. So the flute is older than the wheel.
There you go.
So possibly, I'm guessing, the wheel was invented so a cave mother mum could take her kids to flute lessons. I don't know. Or maybe it was invented by people that hated the flute that just wanted to get away from the noise quicker. I'm not sure. I'll leave that up to you.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
With our medical professional, Nikki Parkinson.
Good one.
She's multi-talented, that's my point.
Liam Hemsworth has wasted no time in divorcing Miley Cyrus, filing paperwork to make the split official just 11 days after the breakup news surfaced. Hemsworth has cited irreconcilable differences as the reason for the split. According to TMZ, the couple had a prenup and kept their earnings separate during their marriage, so there's no kind of issues going on there.
Uh-huh.
They married in December at their Nashville home after dating on and off for 10 years. Now it's all over.
No kids?
No.
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 I suppose that would have been a bigger story.
They would have had to be together a lot longer than what they were, I think.
Well, over 10 years, though.
They were on and off.
They had moments.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Now, Dwayne The Rock Johnson has topped Forbes' list of the highest paid actors in the world for 2019. He raked in $131 million over the past year, beating Avengers stars like Chris Hemsworth, who came in second, by the way, on $112 million, and Robert Downey Jr. in third spot on $97 million. Also in the top 10 was Jackie Chan. Random.
Wow.
Bradley Cooper, Adam Sandler.
Really?
And Will Smith.
Wow. Do you reckon Jackie Chan's getting a kick every time that song gets sung about him?
I'm not sure. Now, another blockbuster movie is set for release this year, starring Nicole Kidman, Charlize Theron, and Margot Robbie. A teaser has been released with this crazy music playing the whole time. Very dramatic.
They're in a lift, as you may
they
be able to tell.
They are in an elevator. Yeah, the movie's called Bombshell, and it details the Fox News Network sexual harassment scandal that brought down network honcho Roger Ailes in 2016.
Wow, what's it behind the TV stuff
I
going
know.
On?
I know. The teaser shows all three leading ladies in an elevator heading to the second floor. The only line spoken is when Nicole says, hot in here. Bombshell hits theatres in December. And finishing off with some Taylor Swift news before her album Lover is released tomorrow.
Right.
She has removed the line, spelling is fun, from the album's lead single Me ahead of the release tomorrow. So this is the line.
This bit.
Hey, spelling is fun. Yeah.
Why?
No one knows. The lyric has been scrubbed from the Apple Music version of the song yesterday, and fans are pretty upset. There's still been no comment from Taylor's team as to why the lyrics are being removed. But there you go. So if you download that song from tomorrow, there won't be the no spelling is fun. Spelling is not fun anymore.
Clearly. I'm very confused.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
All right, we'll watch and pray that we get an answer for why that's been taken
so we
out.
Can sleep tonight.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.